You're listening to Agent Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it, share it, just attribute it back.
Brendan called me today. That's not his real name. He's a director of platform engineering at a publicly traded company, and I'm going to leave it at that because the insight matters more than the org chart. Testing, specifically the testing pyramid, the one you've seen in every conference deck for the last 15 years, broad base of unit tests. Thinner layer of integration tests, tiny sliver of end-to-end tests at the top, usually attributed to Martin Fowler, though Mike Cohn deserves the credit, and honestly, Ham Vock, who wrote the practical version on Fowler's site, probably deserves it more than either of them. You know the shape, you've probably drawn it on a whiteboard, you've almost certainly used it to justify why your team doesn't write more end-to-end tests. Tests. Here's what Brendan and I realized halfway through the conversation. That pyramid was never a technical recommendation, it was a financial one. Posi 1.0s. The shape of the pyramid is the shape of human labor costs. Think about why the pyramid looks the way it does. Unit tests are cheap. One engineer writes them alongside the code. They run in milliseconds. They break cleanly. When they fail, you know exactly where to look. A human can maintain hundreds of them without losing their mind. Integration tests cost more. You need test environments. You need data setup. You need to coordinate across services. When they break, the failure might be in your code or it might be in the contract between your service and someone else's. A human has to investigate. That takes time. End-to-end tests are the most expensive. They require full environments, synthetic users, realistic data flows, browser automation, network dependencies, and the patience of someone willing to debug a Selenium script that worked yesterday and fails today because the CSS selector changed three layers deep. One flaky end-to-end test can burn a day of engineering time. 10 of them can burn a sprint. So the pyramid says do less of the expensive thing and more of the cheap thing. That's not a testing strategy, that's a budget allocation model disguised as engineering wisdom. Here's the part nobody says out loud. If you could write an end-to-end test for every permutation of your software, every user path, every edge case, every state transition, every error condition, you'd have near-perfect software. You'd catch integration failures, regression bugs, data corruption, race conditions, UI inconsistencies, and the subtle behavioral drift that happens when 12 teams ship to the same product surface over 18 months. End-to-end tests aren't the worst tests. They're the best tests. They're the tests that most closely mirror what your users actually do. We just couldn't afford them. A team of 5 QA engineers can maintain maybe 200 end-to-end tests before the maintenance burden starts eating their capacity to write new ones. That's the constraint, not technical. Financial, the pyramid exists because human beings are expensive and end-to-end test maintenance is a human capital sinkhole. Brendan and I sat with that for a minute. Then we started talking about car loans. Say you're building the lending platform for a bank. A customer wants to finance a car, a 2024 Honda Accord, and pay it off over 36 months. 36 months. Think about what that workflow actually looks like. First, the customer creates an account. Username, password, email verification, identity checks, maybe a phone number confirmation. That's its own world. Authentication, authorization, session management, password reset flows, account lockout policies, two-factor setup. Before they've even applied for anything, you have a full domain of complexity. Income, employment history, existing debts, the vehicle they want to finance. They upload pay stubs, maybe a W-2, maybe bank statements. The system has to accept those documents, parse them, associate them with the application, and present them to an underwriter or an automated decisioning engine. Then the decision, approved, denied, or approved with conditions. Maybe the rate is higher than they wanted. Maybe they need a cosigner. Maybe the system counter offers a different term length. Each of those branches is its own workflow with its own edge cases. Payments. 36 monthly payments, ACH pulls, payment confirmations, late payment handling, grace periods, fee calculations, payment application logic. Does the payment go to principal first or interest first? What happens when they pay extra 1 month? What happens when they miss a month? Then reporting, monthly statements, quarterly summaries, year-end tax documents, account balance history, payment history for credit bureau reporting. Then payoff. The loan hits zero. The system needs to generate a lien release. File it with the state, trigger the title transfer, send the customer confirmation, close the account, archive the records. That's one product, one car loan. And I haven't even mentioned the security audit trail, the compliance logging, the fraud detection signals, or the disaster recovery requirements. In the world the pyramid built, you'd never write an end-to-end test that walks a synthetic customer from account creation through 36 months of payments to title delivery. That test would take minutes to run, require a fully integrated environment with every downstream service available, and break every time someone changed a button label in the payment portal. So you do the rational thing. You segment, The identity team writes end-to-end tests for sign-up, login, password reset, and account lockout. They mock the lending service. The application team writes end-to-end tests for the loan application flow. They stub the identity service and the decisioning engine. The payments team tests payment processing with a mocked loan record. Each domain has its own test suite. Each suite is manageable. Each suite is also lying to you a little bit. Because the contract between identity and application, that's a handshake agreement. The shape of the data that flows from decisioning into payments, someone documented it in Confluence 8 months ago, and it's drifted twice since then. The integration between payment completion and title generation, that gets tested manually once a quarter by a QA engineer who knows where the bodies are buried. Tests, decent integration tests, a handful of end-to-end-to-end tests per domain, and a prayer that the seams between domains hold up under real traffic. The pyramid told you this was fine. The pyramid told you this was the best you could do given the constraints. The pyramid was right, given those constraints. Point O's. Here's what Brendan said that stopped me. The entire ratio, units to integration to end-to-end, that ratio is a human capital ratio. If you take the human cost out of test maintenance, why would you keep the same ratio? You wouldn't. In an agent-driven world, the cost of writing a test is near zero, maintaining it near zero, generating synthetic data for it near zero, updating it when the code changes, you get the idea. Still pay for compute, you still need engineers who understand what the test should assert and whether a passing test actually means what you think it means. That judgment isn't going anywhere. But the manual labor, the part where a human opens a test file, reads the failure, traces it to a code change 3 PRs ago, updates the selector, regenerates the fixture, reruns the suite, watches it fail again for a different reason, fixes that too, and commits the whole mess, that part is gone. Agents handle it in seconds, every time the code changes. So you ask the question again, if you could have any ratio of tests you wanted, unit, integration, contract, end-to-end, performance, chaos, security, and the cost of maintaining each type was roughly equivalent, what shape would your testing strategy be? Pyramid. A square. Square. The square isn't a metaphor for write more tests. It's a different allocation model. You stop rationing the expensive test types because the thing that made them expensive, human maintenance hours, is no longer the binding constraint. Unit tests, integration tests, contract tests, end-to-end tests, performance tests, same depth, same investment. Not because every type matters equally in every scenario, but because you no longer have a reason to starve the ones that used to cost too much. Go back to the lending platform. In a square model, agents generate and maintain the full unit suite for the payment service. They maintain the integration test between payments and the loan ledger. They run the contract test that verify the payment API still matches what reporting expects. They walk a synthetic borrower through the complete 36-month lifecycle, account creation to title, and an end-to-end suite that would have taken a human team a week to build and a month to keep from rotting. And they run performance tests that simulate 10,000 borrowers all making payments on the first of the month, fixing a rounding error and how extra payments get applied to principal, small change. Two lines of code. In the pyramid world, the unit tests pass and everyone moves on. In the square, the agents regenerate the integration tests, verify the contract still holds, run the end-to-end suite to confirm the fix doesn't break the year-end tax document, and run the performance suite to make sure the new logic doesn't introduce a suite, to make sure the new logic doesn't introduce a weed, to make sure the new logic doesn't introduce a slow query. All that happens before the PR is reviewed. That's not a QA process. That's what QA looks like when you stop apologizing for its cosign. Knows. Point O's. If you're a VP of quality reading this, I want to be respectful and I want to be honest with you at the same time. Quality organization was built on the same constraint that built the pyramid. Testing was expensive. It required specialized skills. It required dedicated people whose full-time job was to think about what could go wrong and write assertions about it. That was valuable work. I'm not dismissing it. But that work is moving into the build process itself. Quality is becoming something that happens inside the engineering workflow, not something that gets handed off to a separate team after the fact. Agents write the tests as they write the code. They run the tests as they commit the code. They fix the tests when the code changes. The feedback loop is measured in seconds, not days. Every handoff is a place where information degrades. When a developer finishes a feature and hands it to QA, context is low saint, intent is low saint. The subtle reasoning behind a design choice doesn't survive the transition. The QA engineer reads the acceptance criteria, builds a test plan around what was written down, and misses the thing that was never written down because the developer thought it was obvious. Kill quality. They always have. We tolerated them because we had no alternative. The agent that writes the code also writes the tests. It has full context. It knows why the code is structured the way it is. It doesn't need a handoff because there's nothing to hand off. The knowledge and the verification live in the same process. If your professional identity is built around being the gatekeeper between engineering and production, this should concern you. Not because quality doesn't matter, it matters more than ever, But because the function is moving, quality is becoming a property of the build process, not a department that reviews the build after it's done. The engineers who understand quality deeply, who think about edge cases and failure modes and user behavior and data integrity, those people are more valuable than they've ever been. But they'll be embedded in engineering teams, shaping what the agents build and how the agents tee Saint Knot, sitting in a separate org waiting for a handoff that shouldn't excise Saint. Saint, let me be straight about the cost, because I'm not trying to sell you anything. Running a full square of tests across every domain of a lending platform costs real money. Compute adds up. Agent orchestration adds up. The engineering time to design the test architecture, deciding what the agent should actually assert and how the domains get segmented, that's real work that requires real judgment. But Brent and I kept coming back to the same question. Compared to what? A production outage during month-end close because the seam between payments and reporting broke and nobody caught it? A compliance finding because the year-end tax documents showed the wrong interest amount for 6 months? A security incident because the title delivery endpoint didn't validate the session token and someone walked out with 1,200 borrowers' personal data? The square costs more than having no tests, obviously, but it's dramatically cheaper than the risk you're carrying right now, with a testing strategy shaped by a budget constraint from 2012, and it gets you something the pyramid never could. Trust in your pipeline, real true Saint. The kind where every commit runs through unit, integration, contract, end-to-end, and performance tests at equal depth, and you ship because the system told you it was safe, not because someone on the team said, "I think we're good." Your release cadence stops being a negotiation. It becomes a function of how much change your customers can absorb. That's a different problem entirely and a better one to have. Martin Fowler is a serious person and the testing pyramid was serious work. I'm not dunking on it. Fowler wasn't wrong. Cohn wasn't wrong. The engineers who built testing strategies around the pyramid for the last 15 years weren't wrong. They were constrained. The pyramid was the optimal shape when human engineers had to write, maintain, and debug every test by hand. Given that reality, it was brilliant. It told you how to allocate a scarce resource across test types with wildly different maintenance costs. But the constraints changed. That's how engineering works. You design for the world you're in, and when the world shifts, the design has to shift with it. Human capital was the constraint. Agents removed it. The pyramid becomes a square. Here's what this means for your team. A prerequisite. If your quality organization is still writing your tests in 2026, you need to fix that before any of this matters. That model expired. Developers own tests, period. Quality is part of the role. It's not a separate division that catches what engineering missed. It's not a gate. It's not a handoff. It's a core competency of every engineer who ships code. If you haven't made that transition yet, the square isn't your problem. The pyramid isn't your problem. The pyramid isn't your problem. Your org design is your problem. Your org design is your problem. Your org design is your part of the role. It's not a separate division that catches what engineering missed. First Saint, if you're leading an engineering organization in 2026 and your testing strategy still looks like a pyramid, you're carrying risk you don't need to carry. You're making a decision, whether you realize it or not, to underinvest in the test types that catch the most dangerous bugs. Integration failures, contract drift, end-to-end workflow breaks, performance degradation under load. These are the defects that take down production, trigger compliance reviews, and erode customer true Saint. And you're deliberately writing fewer tests for them because 15 years ago someone told you they were too expensive to maintain. They were. They're not anymore. Toynos. Toynos. Brendan and I ended the call the way most of my calls end, with a plan. He's going to take his platform engineering team and start building the square, domain by domain, starting with the lending lifecycle. Not because it's the easiest place to start, because it's the highest risk workflow and the one where the pyramid has been lying to him the long Saint. The agents will generate the tests. They'll maintain them. They'll update the synthetic data when the schemas change and regenerate the fixtures when the business rules shift. The engineers will do what engineers should have been doing all along, deciding what the test should prove and whether the system deserves their true Saint. Pyramid was a compromise, a good one for its time. The square is what you build when you stop needing the compromise. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.